At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app. Jason Longshore, we talk soccer on Tuesday nights. We talk Atlanta soccer. We talk Georgia soccer. We talk Southeastern soccer. We talk United States soccer. We talk soccer all over this hemisphere. And we got some of that going on right now in the Copa Libertadores. We talk soccer from Europe. We got the Premier League kicking off, Liga kicking off this week. We'll get into all of that. We talk soccer in Asia, Africa, all over the globe. It's what we do on AST each and every week. And sometimes we are joined by Madison Cruz on AST, like this time. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. Just getting ready, you know, for the start of so many different leagues. You have Liga, you have Premier League, you also have college soccer starting up. So there's a lot to be excited about.
We'll be getting into all that as we go, but we have Atlanta United as well, and we were training today, so we'll talk about what we saw and what we heard. Watch the team go through, I thought was kind of an interesting attacking sequence and drill. We were kind of walking through that one. We'll get into that a little bit as we go. I mean, you were on full-time report. I think I said a lot during the game on Saturday about how things were in Montreal. It was another one of those 2025 kind of performances where there's a lot of good from Atlanta United, especially early, but they didn't get anything to show for it. Forced some big saves, but couldn't put the ball past Thomas Gilliet. And then you have a moment where you break down on a throw-in, you give up a goal, and you're running uphill the rest of the game. Now, they did run uphill, and they made it to the top of the hill. Alexei Maranchuk with a header inside the six off of a deflection and stoppage time, and you get a point. You needed three. It's not going to be enough, but I think in general, and I feel pretty comfortable saying this, you look at the last 6 weeks, this team has improved a dramatic amount from where they were to where they are now. Now, the results aren't showing that, but the performances are. And I know that's a sticky subject for some, but it's real. We're watching this team day in and day out, and they are playing so much better than they have been. And with the new additions that are coming in, hopefully that level continues to tick up.
I think an important reason for that too is because of the relationships we're seeing brew on the field. We talk about it a lot in the last couple of weeks, and it still, I think, rings true even now. It's, you know, Ronald Hernandez, it's Alexei Baranchuk, it's Miguel Amaron really connecting on that right side. And I think that's been brewing for a while. I think now that you're seeing that transition with Brooks Lennon saying over there on the left side now, being the left back with Saba Lobchenidze up top, that's a relationship we've already seen on the right. Now it's being translated on the left. And I think you're seeing relationships really start to solidify and become more one on the field. And I think that's a big jump, especially from what we saw at the very beginning of the season, where it felt like at times it felt disconnected. Now I feel like you're seeing this team really connect on the field. And we've been seeing it, I think we've talked about it since, I think, the Charlotte match. I think that's been the big one for me. You've seen an improvement every single matchup leading up to this point. And yeah, you know, the performances are there, but you got to get results. Kenny Miller talked about it. Bartow Sleash talked about it. So did Ronnie Dyla talk about it. Like, you got to get results, because unfortunately, you're to the point where one goal in a game doesn't solidify it for you. You have to put it away in the first half. That's why in Atlas, you were able to kind of in the second half to take a step back, because you had three goals in the first half. You have to put away those chances. You got to make those chances count. You have to put those goals away, because then later on in the match, when you do have a situation, you're able to then be a little bit like, okay, we can handle this. This is fine. You have to be able to put games away early in order to see the results. And that's what we have to see. But I think performance-wise, it has been so much better in the last couple of weeks.
Somebody we talked to today after training is somebody who's a big part of putting opportunities away, Emmanuel Latte-Lott. He spoke to the media. This was the three questions that I asked him as part of media availability today. And here's that conversation.
Team's been playing better as of late. What are some of the things that have made it work better in your mind lately?
Well, the thing, for me, I think it's the mental things. Like, everybody understood, like, where we come from, what we did this season. So something changed from our mind, and I think we are more like we know, like, what we need to, like, what is our goal, you know? So something changed in my mind.
Feels like the team has also stepped up and pressed higher a lot, and that's helped things. Is that something that you think is important to help things go for?
We show our identity, like, we want to press and create chances from the pressing. So these are things that give us even energy, you know, good energy in the game, and we try to work.
How are you feeling physically after not having a break since really last summer?
Oh, that's a tough question. Yeah, sometimes I feel like tired. It's wrong with the moment, but I have everything here to work on it, so I'm working to defeat every time.
Yeah, look, pro athletes don't like to show weakness, and I think it's clear that playing really nonstop since, what, August of 24, when the championship season started with Middlesbrough, and then, yeah, there was the move at the end of the transfer window coming to Atlanta. Now you're in that point where you've gone past, you know, championship season ended in May. You're 3 months past where your body's telling you, like, bruh, I'm used to a break right about now. And I think it's showing a little bit. He's trying to fight through it. And I give Latte-Lott a ton of credit, one, for just speaking to us, and two, for being open and showing a little bit of weakness, because it's hard. It's hard when you're a goal scorer and you're not scoring. It's hard when your body's telling you, stop, like, take a break, like, stop. It's hard to fight through that. I think he is really trying to, and I like to see his teammates trying to, you know, kind of help him through that as well. But the other side is, you know, he's not scoring like we expected he would, and he's getting the opportunities to. Hopefully something can break in a good way for him going forward.
I said it in the full-time report as well. You know, Abe Gordon asked me about it too. And I think a lot of it does have to do with that fatigue, with just the nonstop going. And it's just hitting a point. It happens to all of us. It kind of is like almost like you're overexerting yourself. You're overworking yourself. And then you just hit a point where it's just like, I can't go anymore. Like, this is a lot. And I think that's what's happening. And I also think because of that, you're also then dealing with, on top of it, okay, I'm not scoring. I'm not helping the team. And that can affect confidence on the field too as well. I think going back and looking at the performance, I think you are seeing Latte-Lott. He is working hard. I mean, like, he is putting it out there. Every dying breath, he is out there hustling for this team. And I think it's unfortunate that the goals haven't fallen his way. But to see his teammates, to see Sabo Lopchanidze, who talked about it as well in media today, talking about how they're lifting him up and getting him ready to go and giving him all of the opportunity and all of the support that he needs in this time, because it is hard. It's very difficult. And every single striker, every single goal scorer in the league and all over the world has probably been through something like this. So everybody knows how it can hurt and how it can be difficult to get out of this rut. But you have your team there to help lift you back up and get back where you need to be.
They're going to keep trying to feed him and trying to give him opportunities. And you teed it up. You mentioned Saba. Saba spoke to the media as well. And here are the questions that Maddie and I had for Mr. Lobjanice.
We've seen you and Brooks play a lot on the right side. Now we've seen it in the last couple of matches switch to the left. How does that pre-existing relationship help when you are switching sides?
Yeah, of course. It's different, but still, he knows my game. I know him, you know, so like there is no like so big difference, you know. So.
How much does it help to get Inea, Steven, and Juan now integrated into the group?
I mean, like it's gonna be. I think we had a really good players, you know. So like, honestly, in this defensively, we will be much better in the next games, you know.
As somebody who's gone through that transition of coming here from Europe, what kind of advice do you give them about getting started?
Yeah, I mean, like, still, you have to do a lot of job, you know. Like, it's kind of different style of football, but still, you know, like, there is no like crazy difference or something like, or like totally opposite or something, you know. So it's okay, you know.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Saba talking about the new additions is something else I wanted to get into with you. We've seen Inea Mikai for a little while now. We saw Steven Alzate. We saw Juan Bettercall for the first time in Atlanta United kits in Montreal. Limited minutes for both as they try to get back up to fitness. They finished the European season in May, like we were talking about with Latte Lott, and they haven't been training. So they're in a different side of the physical battle that athletes go through. But we saw Bettercall for a little bit longer. We saw Alzate for a very short period of time. What did you make of the two of them and what they potentially add to the team?
I'll go ahead and start with Juan Bettercall. I mean, I really enjoyed his play. You know, it's one of those where it's almost like you're looking ahead and seeing, you know, with that ability and kind of seeing who that center back pairing would be. You know, we've seen Inea Mihai. I've really enjoyed his game. I think he has been someone that is coming in and immediately making an impact, being a leader. And, you know, Juan Bettercall came in and almost got a header, you know, as soon as he came in too, you know. And I also too remember that challenge too. Owusu went right up to him and just went up to him. He fell down to the ground and Bettercall turned back around and was like, what do you want me to
do? Yeah, the one when Owusu like jumped into Bettercall and then fell down and flopped like he was trying out for Olympic diving, and Bettercall just gave him the smirk. It was good.
Yeah. It was great. And I think he brings something a little bit, I think, almost like a smooth operator in the back of, especially in the center back duo, someone who is very smooth with the ball, very technical. He comes from La Liga. And I think he's going to bring that to that back line as well. I'm really excited to see him get more minutes, especially with this group and what he can bring as well. also a very good leader too. You know, I think it that brings you more of that presence back there. And then as Steven Alzate, he's someone that Ronnie Dyla knows very well, especially from his past coaching jobs too. He only came in for a little bit, but I like the spark that he brings. He's someone who can come in and make an impact in the midfield. And especially when you look at the competition in the midfield now, it's strong. You got Bartosz Leish, you have Will Riley, you have Steven Alzate, you have Tristan Moyamba, you have Jay Fortune when he is back and ready to go too. That's a strong competitive group of midfielders. And you know, if you're at Atlanta United, you're happy with this selection. You got a lot of, you're like a kid in a candy shop. It's like, okay, you have so many different players who can give you so much different qualities. It's a hard decision for Kenny Miller and for Ronnie Dyla, but hey, you know what? It's a decision you want to have to make, especially in a situation like this.
Yeah, you want competition. You want four center backs like you have right now with the two newcomers and Steon Gregerson and Derek Williams. You want them all pushing one another. You want Tristan Muyamba, Will Riley, Jay Fortune when he is healthy. You want them pushing. You want Cooper Sanchez pushing what you think will probably be your starting duo in Alzate and Sleash. But just because you think it's going to be one way doesn't mean that's what it actually ends up being. Like, we've seen Brooks Lennon on the left, and I kind of like what we're seeing from Brooks Lennon on the left. I think there's potential there for something that looks a little different. We're seeing Saba back into the team after kind of a poor run. He started the season really well and then kind of went into an abyss a little bit where he couldn't quite get things going, and you could see it on his face. You know, he's a very expressive player and it wasn't happening for him, and now it is. So cool, ride that. Luke Brennan's been really good as well, and maybe him pushing has kind of pushed Saba. But I want to go back to something that Latte Lott said about the identity of the team. And, you know, we're as positive as we can be about where this thing is right now, but you almost have to win out to get into the playoffs. That's never happened in club history where you've won 9 straight. It hasn't. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to do in Major League Soccer, especially with the schedule that Atlanta United has. You are going to go and compete in every game because that's what this team does, and that's what you need to do to find out what you have. But you do have to look at next year, and you have to also look at the identity that is being formed. And I go back to something, I said it with Chris Thomas last night on the station. You can't control wins and losses if you're a coach, but you can control how you lose, you know, how you win. But more importantly, you can control how you lose. And I think if I'm a coach like Ronnie Dyla, I'm not going to leave it up to chance and play 50-50 soccer and bomb it long and hope for knockdowns and that kind of stuff and concede possession and not press and just drop off and kind of cross my fingers and hope and flip a coin and maybe I get lucky on the day. He's going to want to go down swinging with his soccer that is high pressing, that is vertical, that wants the ball, that wants to be creative, that wants to get numbers forward. And if the other team's better on the day, so be it. You want to be better, but he's going to want to play it his way. And I think we're seeing, after maybe a couple of stops and starts, I think we're seeing what Dyla Ball can be for this team. And I like where it's going. I want to see it with Buttercall and Alzate at full fitness to maybe get a better glimpse of it. It's going to be interesting.
I agree as well. I think especially just from talking to Ronnie Dyla as well, I even think back to a quote that he said post-match against Montreal too. It's something where, you know, we can sit here and feel sorry for ourselves, and, you know, they've had that conversation within the team, but no, that's not what they're going to do. They're going to go into every single match and they're going to go in swinging and they're going to go down swinging. They are going to claw their way. They're going to fight their way into games. They're going to fight their way back into games. It doesn't matter how it's going to go. And that's exactly what Ronnie Dyla wants the squad to do. And I think we've seen that in the last couple of games and even throughout the season too. You've seen this team fight in a lot of moments. And whether it was a win, whether it was a loss, whether it was a draw, it doesn't matter. You've seen the character, I think, grow in this team and the identity of what Ronnie Dyla wants his team in Atlanta United colors to be, especially when he is here. Like, that is who you want this team to be. You want to see a team that's going to fight. And Ronnie Dyla has seen that. And you're going to want to see that continue to grow and continue to improve throughout the rest of this season heading into next year as well.
Well, they're going to go and swing into Colorado on Saturday night. Pregame coverage will start at 8:30. It will be Maddie and it will be Nick Alifi on your pregame and postgame duties. Mike Conti and I will be in Colorado. We might even throw a microphone in front of Jarrett Smith, who is going to join us in Colorado. So it will be a very interesting Five Stripes After Dark on Saturday night.
Nick
kickoff
and
9:40.
Jarrett? Insane.
Nick and Jarrett potentially on at the same time. You, me, Mike. It's going to be chaos. Join us, will you, on the Odyssey app on 92.9 The Game. Pre-game coverage again, 8:30, kickoff at 9:40, Atlanta United and Colorado Rapids. Coming up next on AST, other stuff going on this weekend that I know a lot of people are very excited about. The Premier League kicking off its new season. We'll give you a kind of a primer, maybe all the things you need to know when you're talking to your buddies in the group chat. We'll get you set up for the Premier League season coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.